Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim. Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Parker. Hey Parker, she sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And guess what? At the end of the story, if you listen all the way to the end, I have a whole bunch of kid shoutouts. So make sure you listen all the way to the end. But are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go!
Hey boss, I think we're all out of your favorite rainbow ice cream.
What are you talking about?
What in the world is going on? I think that was Dr. Stinky Breath starting to cry. That's exactly what's going on. You see, I think Dr. Stinky Breath has a very favorite ice cream, rainbow ice cream, which is actually pretty delicious. But he, I guess, has run out, and the purple ninjas are telling him that, and he sounds pretty upset about it.
First, we're very sorry, boss. We're not sure what to do, but,
I have a plan,
said one of the purple ninjas.
What is your plan? What do you think will make me stop crying?
Oh, well, I have a plan. You see, I've heard of these unicorns that make the most delicious rainbow ice cream in the whole wide world. And what if we stole all the unicorns and then you can have a lifetime supply of rainbow ice cream?
Really? Oh, that would be wonderful. Well, please make this happen, or else I will spend the rest of my day crying over here.
Okay, boss. And do you want sprinkles too?
Oh, of course. What is rainbow ice cream without the sprinkles? I want all of the rainbow ice cream with all the sprinkles. Quickly.
The purple ninjas were now on a plan to... What does that say? Steal all the unicorns? Dun, dun, dun! Oh no! That is terrible. We definitely need our unicorn specialist. Parker, where are you? Bzz, 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 bzz. That was Parker's beeper. You know, all of our spies, they have spy beepers, right? Yeah, and so Parker had just gotten an urgent message from HQ, and this message said,
Parker, we need your help. We have just received an urgent message, notification saying that Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are about to steal all of our unicorns in the entire world for some terrible evil plan. We need you. We're sending you the coordinates of some of the known unicorns. It's up to you to save the day.
Parker ran upstairs. She was not afraid. She was running to her room to get all of her spy gear. You see, she had spent her whole life planning for a moment like this. She had had a lot of really important missions, but none as important as this. She got her jetpack and her net shooter and all kinds of things and put them in her bag, and off she flew to the first location. This first location was in a very, very cold place. A cold place very far away, on a mountain called Mount Everest. Yes, that is the tallest mountain in all of the world and the home of one of the most beautiful unicorns in the entire galaxy. As Parker arrived on this very cold mountain, she looked around and saw the cave. The cave where this friendly unicorn lived. As she walked over to the cave and knocked on the door and said, "Hello in there."
"Who's there?"
"Oh, hi, it's me, Parker."
"Oh, hello, Parker,"
said the unicorn. "You see, I'm here on a very special mission. You need to hide because Dr. Stinky Breath is sending his purple ninjas to kidnap you and make you make him some ice cream or something. So you need to stay safe. Do you have anywhere in your cave that can lock and keep you safe?
Oh, of course I do. You see, there's this room back here that I close the door and lock it up, and nothing bad will happen.
Okay, good. And that is true. This unicorn had a very special secret room in the back of the cave that when he went inside and locked the door, there's no way anything bad could happen. I wish I had that kind of place. That would be a pretty cool thing. Well, Parker had to leave that unicorn and head on to the next location. This next location was in the middle of a rainforest, and she had to fly there very quickly to get there before the purple ninjas did. As she landed in this very hot rainforest, which was very different from the mountain she was in before, she started to look around, and all of a sudden, she heard a cry for help.
Help me!
Shouted one of the unicorns who was being taken up to Dr. Stinky Breath's floating blimp lab by the purple ninjas. Oh no, they have gotten to that unicorn before Parker did. Parker didn't have any time to worry. She needed to hurry to the next location to save the next unicorn and come up with some kind of plan to stop Dr. Stinky Breath. As she was flying to the next and final location in a desert in Australia, she had come up with a plan. I think she remembered reading in the manual about Dr. Stinky Breath. Do you remember? He's allergic to glitter. I know, glitter. Well, I guess it makes Dr. Stinky Breath turn purple, like his purple ninja friends, I guess, and really swollen, and he starts to talk like in slow motion. That would be pretty funny to see. Well, as Parker arrived in the desert and found this unicorn, there he was! It's Billy!
Hey, Parker, I'm over here!
You see, Billy and Parker had been friends for a very long time. Billy was a really cool unicorn that had a beautiful tail. And Billy was really excited to see Parker. They gave each other a big hug, and then Parker said, Billy, I don't have time to play right now. I'm actually here on an emergency. You're about to be kidnapped, and I have to save you, and we have to come up with some kind of plan to stop Dr. Stinky Breath. She explained the whole thing to Billy. Billy's eyes were as big as pepperonis.
Okay, Parker, well, so you said he's allergic to glitter, right?
Yes. Do you happen to have any glitter?
Oh, of course I do. Our unicorns, we have lots of glitter.
I didn't know that about unicorns, but I guess they have like an unlimited supply of glitter. And so as Parker and Billy walked back to Billy's house and found this giant stash of glitter, Parker thought it'd be a fun plan to put it in a bag and label it like sprinkles. And that would definitely trick the purple ninjas.
Where is the unicorn? Guys, I think we're close, but I don't see the unicorn anywhere.
The purple ninjas were falling right into the plan. They were walking right by the bag of glitter.
Oh, perfect. This is a bag of sprinkles. We'll bring this back to the boss and he'll be really happy.
They brought the bag. They couldn't find the unicorn, Billy, because they were hiding Parker. But the purple ninjas were off to fly off to the blimp. Parker knew that she needed to follow behind in her jetpack, and so she flew with the purple ninjas very secretly and landed on the side of the blimp. She needed to wait till the right time to rescue all of these unicorns.
Purple ninjas, I'm very happy. That doesn't happen very often that I'm proud of you, but you guys have done a wonderful job.
Aw, thanks, boss. And look at this. We even found a bag of delicious sprinkles.
Perfect. Just pour that entire thing on the bag of... on all the ice cream and it will be delicious.
They poured all of the glitter onto the ice cream. Parker was watching from outside the window. And Dr. Stinky Breath.
What is that smell? Oh no. I think that is glitter.
Oh no. Dr. Stinky Breath is now starting to go in slow motion because of his allergic reaction to glitter. Hurry, save the unicorns. Parker ran in, grabbed all the unicorns, and out she went. She had saved the day and saved all the unicorns, and I guess Dr. Stinky Breath is going to need, to take a nap or something because he's still in slow motion.
Purple ninjas, how did this happen?
What a crazy adventure, right? Great job, Parker. You saved the day and you saved all the unicorns. We'll see you on the next adventure. Bye. Wow, wasn't that an awesome adventure? Well, you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Ollie and Luca from Madison, Wisconsin, Leo from Austin, Texas, Evie from Vancouver, Cedra from BC, Canada, Hugo from Melbourne, Australia, and Flynn from Shanghai, China. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and a part of our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day. And guess what? There's more stories. So I will see you on the next adventure. Bye.